good evening, and welcome to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of this three-game series against the Giants. Yesterday, the Rawhide fell to San Jose 10-4. They're looking to bounce back today and even up the series again. It's a short one, just three games. Rawhide will need to win the next two in order to win the series. The Giants just need to win one in order to get the series win. The Giants are taking the field right now. They are wearing their white home pants if they have the socks showing. It's black with orange stripes, and they're wearing their Copa alternate jerseys, the Choros. It is a black jersey with gold or orange trim with orange and white hats. The Rawhide are wearing their dark gray slash purple pants with their red jerseys that have black and gold trim. On the mound today for the Giants is Dylan Cumming, a right-handed pitcher. Well, right-handed pitcher Lorenzo Encarnacion is on the mound for the Rawhide. We'll give you the lineups when we come back from the National Anthem. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
With us tonight to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome to the Excite Ballpark microphone, Haley Silvera.
Almost ready for first pitch here. 5:59 local time, first pitch slated for 6 o'clock. Again on the mound for the Giants is Dylan Cumming. Here's the starting lineup for the Rawhide that he will face. Leading it off in left field, Anderson Rojas, followed by the second baseman, Yancel Luis. Batting third behind the plate, Gavin Logan. He had his first home run as a member of the Rawhide last night. It really was the only exciting part of the game for the Rawhide yesterday. In the cleanup spot, in right field, Johan Benitez, followed by the third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. Batting sixth at first base is Gavin Conticello, followed by the center fielder, Alvin Guzman. Batting eighth is the designated hitter, Kenny Castillo. And ninth, the shortstop, Jose Fernandez. On the mound for the Rawhide is Lorenzo Encarnacion. Encarnacion, a right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. And here's the starting lineup for the San Jose Giants that he's facing. In left field, Alexander Suarez batting second to center fielder Turner Hill. Batting third, the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. In the cleanup spot behind the plate is Zach Morgan. Batting fifth at third base, Justin Bench, followed by the designated hitter, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting seventh at second base is Jose Ramos, followed by the first baseman, Dylan Rosario. And batting ninth in right field is P.J. Hilson. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is David Sabal, and on the bases for the umpiring crew today is Tatum Littleton. Rawhide are 30-52 this season, 7-9 in the second half. The Giants 45-37. They were the first half champs in the North, but they are 5-11 in the second half. Not a great start for the first half champs, but they already have their playoff bid, so nothing really to worry about in terms of the record, other than you just want to continue to improve as a team. And again, this is a development league. The players wanting to improve as well. Stepping to the plate, Anderson Rojas. Again, right-handed pitcher Dylan Cumming is on the mound. He is 4-1 this season with a 2.74 ERA. And the first pitch of the day is fouled off on the first base side. First pitch at 6:02. Rojas swings the next pitch. It's a line drive towards right center field. Lands in front of the center fielder Hill for a base hit. That's a leadoff hit for Rojas. Rawhide have a runner on. Yesterday, they did not have a hit until the fourth inning, so Rojas getting that out of the way early. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. All right, Yancel Luis is batting from the left side, just 18 years old. He had a great day at the plate yesterday, 3-for-4 with two doubles. One of them is not the best double you'll ever seen. The pitch is swung on, a bouncing ground ball. Second baseman ranges into the outfield, makes the play as he falls to his knees. The throw to first is in time. Bouncing ground ball. Nice play by the second baseman, Ramos. Rojas advances to second. There is a runner in scoring position for Gavin Logan, the catcher. He went 2-for-4 yesterday with a double and a single. Do you want to finish up that thought on Luis's? One of his doubles was going to be, really should have been, a fly out to right field, but the right fielder yesterday, Otremba, lost it in the night sky and ended up landing in fair territory for a double. First pitch to Logan, misses outside, ball one. Checks his swing, but it's a called strike on the inside corner. Catching for coming today is Zach Morgan. Third baseman, Justin Bench. The shortstop, Diego Velasquez. Second baseman, Jose Ramos. And at first, it is Dylan Rosario. 1-1. Breaking ball. Really nice pitch in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate. In left field, it's Alexander Suarez. Turner Hill's in center. And P.J. Hilson in right field. Logan calls for time. 1-2 count. Runner in scoring position with one down in the top of the first inning. Cumming has not had a start until today. This is his 24th appearance. The pitch is swung on and hard ground ball foul on the first base side. He's thrown 42 innings for the Giants, striking out 40, walking 17. Opponents are batting 284 against him. Here's the pitch. It misses low. Two balls, two strikes now. So even though coming as a bullpen pitcher, he has thrown up to four innings this season, but looking at all of his appearances, a majority of them in the one-inning range, maybe two. He has three-inning appearances, one four-inning appearance. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, Logan. Strikes out on a low inside pitch for the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Cumming. So again, out of the 23 games that Cumming has pitched in, he has only thrown more than two innings four times, it looks like. Johan Benitez bats from the left side, two away. There is a runner in scoring position. Rojas on second. Infield shifting to the right, and the pitch is fouled off on the third base side. No shadows on the playing surface just yet. A little bit earlier start today with 6 o'clock. Yesterday, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Nice little countdown for this weekend series. 0-1. Misses inside. Benitez had to scoot out of the way. Last time that coming pitch to was against Fresno. He threw two innings. Two scoreless innings, I should add. Giving up one hit, striking out a batter. The pitch is tapped foul behind the plate. 1-2 count. He has faced Visalia once this season. Again, it was twice this season, both of them out of the pen. The first time was on June 6th, and it was not a great outing for him. Two innings, three runs off of five hits, two of them home runs. Other one was a scoreless inning that he threw against the Rawhide. The pitch is a breaking ball called, strike three on the high outside corner. Benitez strikes out looking for the final out of the inning. Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position, and we're scoreless into the bottom of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Left fielder Alexander Suarez leads it off. He's batting from the right side against Lorenzo Encarnacion. First pitch is fouled off on the third base side towards the Rawhide dugout. Due up after Suarez, Turner Hill, followed by Diego Velasquez and Zach Morgan. 0-1 fouled off again behind the plate. Catching for Encarnacion today is Gavin Logan. Here's the 0-2. High and in, ball one. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. The shortstop is Jose Fernandez. Second baseman, Yancel Luis. And at first, it's Gavin Conticello. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Suarez strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. One away, nobody on, and Turner Hill steps to the plate, batting from the left. Finishing off the defensive alignment for you after this pitch. It's a check swing, one hopper, right back to the pitcher, Encarnacion. Underhand tosses the first for the second out of the inning. In left field for the Rawhide, Anderson Rojas. Center fielder is Alvin Guzman. And in right field, it is Johan Benitez. Actually, the exact same defense as yesterday, and we have the same designated hitter as yesterday, Kenny Castillo. Just the actual physical order of where they're batting has changed. It's rare when we see the exact same defense. I don't know if we've had that once. I'm going to have got a lot of scorebook to go through, but I'm pretty sure that we have not seen that yet. I'll have to do that in between innings and get back to you. First pitch to Velasquez is low, ball one. Velasquez, the shortstop, batting 302. The pitch is outside, ball two. Alaska is the shortstop today for the Giants. Switch hitter. 2-0. Called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Encarnacion is 0-3 this year, a 5.33 ERA. 2-1. Ground ball back up the middle. Fernandez, the shortstop, is there. Throws to first for a 1-2-3 inning of work for Encarnacion. We'll go through the book to see if we have had a similar lineup in back-to-back games. We're going to the second, still scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Scoreless in the second inning, Cummings back on the mound, and Raquelman Cabral steps to the plate. He swings the first pitch, a towering pop fly left side. Third baseman benches underneath it, is straddling the foul line, and he has the ball for the first out of the inning, one away. So I did not get through the entire season. I told you it was going to be a lot. I mean, we are in game number 83, but I've made it through exactly a month. Since June 15th, we have not had the same defense in back-to-back game, so hopefully by the top of the third, I'll get through to April. Here's Gavin Contasello. He takes a breaking ball for a strike, clocked in at 83 miles an hour. Contasello batting 199 this year, the 0-1. Hard ground ball to the first baseman. He fields it on two hops. Rosario touches first for the second out. Here's Alvin Guzman, the center fielder. He made a great catch yesterday. The catch was back in the second inning. It robbed Andrew Cachel of extra bases, leaping into the wall. It was not going to be a home run, but leapt up to probably rob a wall ball double. First pitch to Guzman is a strike on the outside corner, and Guzman again is the first right-handed hitter that Cummings is facing today. Here's the pitch. Swung on and misses a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. The other right-handed hitter in the lineup today, Jose Fernandez, as well as Kenny Castillo. So the bottom three in the lineup are righties, the top six lefties or switch hitters. The pitch comes in, almost hits Guzman. He turns out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Coming, working quickly, another breaking ball that misses high and out, 2-2. I mean, Cumming does not need a pitch clock right now. Loving the pace. 2-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. Bench has it on two hops. Sets his feet. Throw to first. Beats Guzman. A 1-2-3 inning of work. I'll go through the scorebook again. Hopefully we'll get through to May. Scoreless heading into the bottom of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated to your gas. Honda and Toyota. It helped your car by cleaning parts of the lower quality gasoline could leave behind. So if you need 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Zach Morgan leads it off in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless still, Encarnacion back on the mound. First pitch to the catcher, misses low ball one. Encarnacion had a 1-2-3 inning of work. Right-handed pitcher, 5'11", 180 pounds. The pitch is swung on and missed. 21 years old, he'll turn 22 in November, signed as an international free agent in 2021 by the D-backs. 1-1, outside. This is his third professional season, second time with the Rawhide, although last year, if you blinked, you would have missed him. Here's the 2-1, inside. He was with the Rawhide for the last few games of the season. He threw in just one bullpen appearance, threw 2 1/3 innings of the Rawhide last year, giving up a run off of two hits. The pitch is foul tipped, full count. I mean, quite frankly, when Encarnacion joined the Rawhide and I started doing my notes on him and research on him, I forgot that he was with us because, let's be honest, last week of season is a blur. You're starting to very slowly check out just a little bit. The guys that are there, you're not getting to know as much. There's just not as many opportunities. A 3-2, a high fly ball into left field. It stays in the yard. Rojas underneath it. One down. Brings up Justin Bench, who was 4-for-4 today. One away, nobody on in the second. And there's just not many opportunities to get to know the guys that are there for the final week of season. Especially pitchers, because when I go down to batting practice, the pitchers aren't coming towards home plate. They're out shagging in the outfield, kind of in an area that I'm not going into. First pitch to Bench, a breaking ball that doesn't break. It hits him on his front shoulder, his left shoulder. And that's the first base runner of the day for the Giants. Runner on first, one down.
Batting six. Today's in and out double-double batter of the game. The designated hitter, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez.
Anthony Rodriguez, the designated hitter, is batting from the left side. One down. Infield at double play depth, and the pitch is fouled off into the netting. Encarnacion joined the Rawhide in May of this year. This is his seventh start of the season. He's thrown 27 innings for the Hyde, striking out 27, walking 12. 0-1, Mrs. Kynan, ball one. One, one. High ball two. Two, one. Deep fly ball to right field. Right fielder Benitez watches it go. It is over the video board. A home run for Anthony Rodriguez. The designated hitter has his third home run of the season. First hit of the day for the Giants, and it's a two-run blast, 2-0, in the bottom of the second inning. One down, nobody on, and Jose Ramos bats from the right side. First pitch fouled off on the right side. You can hear the fans are still pretty excited. Not necessarily about that home run, but about the In-N-Out gift card that they're giving. So what's interesting about this is Rodriguez is the In-N-Out double-double batter of the game. Usually a double-double batter means that you have to hit a double to give out that coupon. The pitch is foul tipped. I don't know if they do things differently here, if they do anything that's a double or better, or if it's a home run, but I don't know. Whatever gets the fans going, whatever fulfills the sponsorship needs. It's an 0-2 count, one down. Infield shading to the left. Wind is blowing out towards left field today. It's 89 degrees today, but feels a little bit warmer here in the booth. The 0-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Ramos strikes out for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the day for Encarnacion. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Dylan Rosario, the first baseman, is batting from the right side. First pitch to him is a little inside. He's batting 225 this season. Pitch is swung on, two hopper to the third baseman. Cabral backhands it. The throw to first in plenty of time to end the inning with a Giants strike first. 2-0. A two-run blast hit by Anthony Rodriguez. And we're going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Top of the third inning, first pitch to the designated hitter, Kenny Castillo, misses a little low ball one. It was a breaking ball from Dylan Cummings in his third inning of work. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. He's now at 22 pitches. He might be able to go as far as four, but it looks like someone might be up warming in the pen for the Giants. Pitch misses outside, so it's a bit of a bullpen day for them. They only had to use three pitchers yesterday, including the starters. Their pen is fresh. The 2-1 fouled off third base side. And that means there's two strikes on the beer batter today. Castillo calls for time. And just to let you know, in terms of the defense, how we had the exact same defense, I am all the way up to May 6th. And we have yet to have the same defense in back-to-back games. Hopefully the next inning break will have the official word for you if this is the first time that's happened. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Castillo strikes out on a breaking ball for the first out of the inning, and the fans go running to the stands. One down. Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. He's batting .234 this season, the shortstop today for the Hyde. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two nothing ball game, Giants lead. Fernandez swings and misses, count as 0-2. The two runs scored off a home run hit by Anthony Rodriguez. Rawhide have had only one hit today, but it was back in the first. The pitch is fouled off. It's hit by the leadoff man, the guy who's on deck, Anderson Rojas. Oh, 2. Breaking ball. It is fouled off behind the plate. Cumming really showing that pitch. That pitch is 75 miles an hour. I think it's a curveball. Cumming agrees with the sign and the 0-2. Another breaking ball. Tapper in front of the plate. The catcher picks it up, throws to first just in time to get Fernandez. Nice play by Zach Morgan. Falling to the ground from the momentum of his throw. Two away, nobody on for Anderson Rojas. He's the only Rawhide player to reach base so far today. Been through the order once now. Infield shading slightly to the right. The third baseman bench is in case Rojas drops a bunt. The first pitch is a strike at the belt. Rojas hasn't done so recently, but he used to drop a bunt down, or at least attempt, once a game. The 0-1 swung on a high fly ball into shallow right field. The right fielder Hilson comes towards the foul line, makes the catch about 15 feet in fair territory. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Cumming. The Giants still lead 2-0. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Leading off the Kudos Derby, batting ninth in the order, the right fielder, number 18, PJ Hilson.
Number 9 batter P.J. Hilson bats from the right side in the bottom of the third with the Giants leading by 2. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Encarnacion back on the mound. He's now at 25 pitches thrown today. Infield shading to the left and the 0-1. Ground ball but foul third base side. So I finally went through the scorebook and this is official. The first time this season where the Rawhide have had the same exact defense in back-to-back games. 0-2 popped up shallow right field. Benitez comes in, and he has it for the first out. Almost took me 3 full innings, but we got it done. Again, this is game number 83. Took a little while, and not exactly something that you can just find easily on the computer. You really do have to go through your entire scorebook to see what's going on there. Here's the top of the order, Alexander Suarez. He struck out in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. It misses low ball 1. One oh. Ground ball, but it fouled off his front foot. So there is just a little bit of shadow when it's only on the pitcher's mound. There is a really big tree, very skinny tree, I should add, behind first base, and that's where the sun sets, is behind the first base side. So there's just that little bit of shadow right there, and it goes from first base through the pitcher's mound to third. So that's the only lines of shadows that we have so far. 1-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Popped up first base side, Condicello. Stays right where he is. Calls everyone off. 2 down. 2 away. Nobody on for the center fielder, Turner Hill. He had a check swing ground out in his first at bat.
There's
a comebacker, too. Encarnacion. First pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball. Cabral stays right where he is with his toes on the infield grass just in case. Rest of the infield is back, shifting to the right, and the pitch. Hard ground ball, one hopper to Condicello, he snags it down the line, foot race to the bag, he wins a 1-2-3 inning for Encarnacion. The Giants still lead 2-0 as we go into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Absolutely.
Yancy Luis batting from the left side. Top of the fourth inning, Rawhide trail by two. They have not had a base runner since the leadoff man in the first inning. Cummings back on the mound for the fourth, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 swung on, lined in front of the right fielder, Hilson, for a base hit. Luis has the first hit since the first inning for the Rawhide. Leadoff man is on. And now Gavin Logan steps to the plate. Infield at double play depth against Logan. Cummings sets, and the first pitch is high and in. One oh, outside ball two. Luis takes a large secondary lead. The 2-0 misses low, ball three. Hard to see the bullpen here from where the booth is. I'm directly behind home plate, and the bullpen is down the right field side, but there's a lot of fans in the way. I can't see if anyone's up and throwing. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 3-1, still a hitter's count for Logan. Grounded foul. Full count. Logan struck out in his first at-bat yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. His home run hit over the batter's eye at 390 in straightaway center. Payoff pitch. Outside ball four. That's the first walk of the day given up by Cumming. Runners are on first and second with nobody out for the Rawhide as Johan Benitez comes to the plate. Switch hitter will bat from the left side. He struck out looking in his first at-bat against Cumming. So one thing about single A is a lot of these players are very young. For example, Luis, the runner on second, he's just 18 years old. And sometimes they kind of just will not necessarily grow up, I don't want to use that phrase, but they quite literally grow before your eyes. The pitch misses high, ball one. And I'm specifically talking about Benitez. So he will turn 20 later this year in less than a month. So he's only 19 years old. And I swear he's grown like 6 inches since he joined the team. The pitch misses outside, ball two. And I'm not the only one who thinks that, as the catcher, Morgan, goes out to have a conversation with Cumming. Myself and the hitting coach for the Rawhide, Zempeni, we were both saying it looks like he got taller somehow. Everyone thinks that he grew over the All-Star break. It's like we didn't see him for 4 days, and he grew 6 inches. But he's really come along at the plate. You could see the work that he's been putting in. He has much better at-bats. I know he struck out in the last at-bat, but just quality at-bats at the plate. And one thing that they've really been working on is being able to keep the tension in his leg. Sometimes he tends to kind of spring forward in his step, and really you don't want to be too far forward or too far back. You want to have tension in your quads, basically. So what they've been doing for a few rounds during BP is he has a band around his thighs. The pitch to him is swung on, a line drive directly to the center fielder, Hill. One away. Raquelman Cabral comes to the plate. One away, runners on first and second. Cabral popped out to the third baseman bench in his first at-bat. Cabral batting 254 this year. Pitch is high and in, ball one. Cumming delivers hard ground ball directly to the first baseman. He throws the second for one onto first. The pitcher Cumming did not reach first base in time for the double play. Cabral is safe at first base, but a nice play by Rosario, the first baseman, to get the out at second. So there are two outs. Runners are on the corners, and Gavin Conticello bats from the left. Conticello grounds it out to first, back in the second inning. Infield shifting to the right, first pitch to Conticello was fouled off. Conticello has been flirting with the Mendoza line basically all season. Sometimes he's 198, 199. I think yesterday entering the game he was 203. Today he's 199. Feel like he'll go above or below it. He'll switch three different times in a series. Breaking ball in there for a strike. The inside part of the plate, 0-2 count now. The runner on third is Luis. On first, Cabral. Conticello calls for time. O2 inside. Almost hits him, but turns out of the way. This will be the 50th pitch of the day for Dylan Cumming. Here it is. Inside, ball two. Both those last balls in the other batter's box, or in Conticello's batter box, I should say. 2-2 count, two away, the pitch. A little high. That did not look like a bad pitch at all, especially with two strikes. My goodness. Full count, the runner on first. Cabral will be off on the pitch. Payoff pitch, runner takes off for second, and the pitch misses low. For a ball of four, back-to-back close pitches. Conticello takes them both for ball four. Bases are loaded, and Guzman, the center fielder, steps to the plate. Before we have Guzman come, the pitching coach for the Giants, Dan Runsler, out to have a conversation with the infield and his pitcher. Since 2012, Roaster Brothers Milk Company has used its third generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. And there is someone warming in the pen. They just showed it on the monitor that we have here. I wasn't able to catch a number. Guzman is at the plate batting from the right side. The base is full. He takes ball one outside. Runner on third, Luis. He singled. Runner on second is Cabral. He reached on a fielder's choice. And Conticello's on first. He walked. The 1-0 breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-1 count. One, one. Strike right down the middle. 1-2 count now. Golden opportunity for the Rawhide to at least get on the board, potentially even tie it up. It's the top of the fourth, and the Giants lead 2-0. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Cumming delivers. Very outside. Guzman holds up. 2-2. It was nowhere near the strike zone, but honestly, not a bad pitch from Cumming. We've seen Guzman get fooled on a breaking ball like that. That's that outside. 2-2. Outside again. This time the catcher Morgan almost unable to reach all the way over to stop it. Full count now. Runners will be off. Bases full, 3-2, two outs. Payoff pitch from Cumming. Called strike three on the outside corner. Guzman fooled on the breaking ball. He strikes out with the bases full to end the inning. Rawhide had their opportunity, but they strand three runners. Still trail by two. Bottom of the fourth coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
First pitch to Diego Velasquez, misses low in the dirt, ball one. Lorenzo Encarnacion on the mound for the bottom of the fourth inning. Giants lead 2-0. The pitch is swung on, a hard ground ball, backhanded by Conticello. Stands up, throws to first. Encarnacion is there to cover. What a play by Conticello. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley at the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Conticello having the backhand, it almost lost his footing in that play. Able to stand up and throw a strike to Encarnacion, who was still moving towards first base. The first pitch to Morgan misses low and out, ball one. Great play for Conticello, who is more comfortable at third base. He even admitted that to me yesterday. Here's the 1-0. Misses high. Or, I'm sorry, he actually admitted that to me today. If you were listening to yesterday's broadcast, I said that it looked like he was looking more and more comfortable, feeling comfortable at first base, particularly with how well he was picking the ball. Pitch misses low, ball three. And I asked him, I said, how are you feeling there? And he said, of course, I feel more comfortable at third base, but I think I'm getting the hang of first. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And again, I didn't tell him this. I'm not a coach. But my only critique is I would love to see him have a few more stretches, deeper stretches at first to try to get an out called. The pitch is a strike, count is 3-2. But again, with someone who's just learning the footwork of how to even cover first base, he's doing a fantastic job in just being able to make that backhanded play and throw a strike to a moving target is really impressive by the young third baseman. Literally first baseman, I should say. The 3-2, hard ground ball to the third baseman. Cabral backs up on it, goes underneath his glove for an error. First error of the day. Cabral, instead of coming in, backed up on it. He tried to kind of poke at the ball. Because of that, it goes into left field, and we have our first error of the day. Second error of the series for the Rawhide. Runner on first, and Justin Bench is batting from the right side. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is a strike. The throw from Logan is low, but it is in time. Luis sacrificing his body. He was basically directly in front of second base, having to make that throw. The throw was low and a little wide towards first base. Luis picks it and tags Morgan. First time that the catcher has been caught stealing this season. Great throw. Great play. Luis ends up getting kind of cleated on his left leg, but he says he's fine. It's a 1-1 count to Bench now. Two away, nobody on. And the pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez sets his feet. The throw to first in time. Despite the error, it is still a 1-2-3 inning of work. And we're going into the fifth with the Rawhide trailing 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-2-23.
As Marlon Vinicio is the new pitcher on the mound for the Giants. The southpaw is in relief for Dylan Cumming, and he's facing Kenny Castillo, the designated hitter. The pitch is swung on and missed. Vinicio, southpaw from the Dominican Republic. He did play for San Jose last year, as well as he pitched in the Complex League. Southpaw kicks, and the pitch is fouled off over the grandstands on the first base side. Just 20 years old, 6'2". It says he's 141 pounds, and that jersey is a little baggy on him. The 1-2 popped up into right field. The right fielder, Hilson, stays right where he is, a little bit closer to the foul line for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Jose Fernandez. Fernandez had a swinging bunt in front of the plate. He was out. That was just two innings ago. Vinicio delivers, and it's outside. He's the second pitcher of the day. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Fernandez swings the next pitch, a high pop-up, but it does reach the stands on the first base side. Final pitching line for Dylan Cumming. Four scoreless innings, two hits, two walks, struck out four, and the 1-1. Well hit ball towards left field. Suarez going back. He's at the wall. Looks up. It's a home run for Jose Fernandez. The shortstop has his third home run of the season. And he cuts the Giants' lead in half. It is a 2-1 ball game in the top of the fifth inning. Just the third hit of the day for the Rawhide makes it a 2-1 ball game.
Left fielder Anderson Rojas.
One away. Rojas batting from the left side. The pitch is fouled over our heads, over the press box. Left versus left matchup. Rojas today has singled, and he's flied out to right field. Oh-1, inside and high. Despite coming throwing four scoreless innings, he will not be in line for the win. He did not go the minimum needed at 5. 1-1. Bouncing ground ball, second baseman. Ramos goes back on the second hop, but he fields it and throws the first in time to retire Rojas. 2 away now. Here's Yansel Luis. He's singled today. It's his second game with the Rawhide this year, and he's 4-for-6 so far. Just 18 years old from the DR. The pitch is fouled off. Luis, a switch hitter, now batting from the left side. So remember I said the first six batters in the lineup are either lefties or switch hitters. The bottom three are righties. So the ones that are switch hitters, Luis, Benitez, and Cabral. So now with a lefty, it'll be 6 right-handed hitters and 3 left-handed hitters. 0-1 misses low in the dirt, 1-1 count. One-one. Fouled off over our heads on the right side. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. And here's the pitch. Popped up. This one will stay in fair territory. A towering pop fly left side of the infield. Third baseman bench on the infield grass makes the catch to end the inning. But Jose Fernandez hits his third home run of the season. Rawhide do still trail, but it's a 2-1 ball game. Halfway through this one, exactly at the 1 hour mark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're halfway through this game. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. Giants lead 2-1. First pitch to Anthony Rodriguez misses high and outside, ball one. Encarnacion on the mound for his fifth inning of work. The righty kicks and the pitch is popped up. A fly ball towards left field. Rojas gives chase towards foul territory, makes the catch in the corner in front of the bullpen for the Rawhide. One away. Encarnacion, he's only given up one hit today, and it was a two-run blast. Despite the score, he's had a fantastic outing thus far. Jose Ramos will bat from the right side. He's only had three base runners. One was a hit by pitch. The other, the two-run blast by Rodriguez. He squares to bunt, pulls back. Ramos takes it for a strike. The other base runner, Zach Morgan, he reached on an error. Just one hit today for the Giants, but it did some damage. 0-1, fouled off by the plate. 0-2 count now. Here's the 0-2. Line towards center field. It lands for a base hit. And, of course, everyone's going to say that was a broadcaster's jinx, but no. Still, fact he's gone. 4 1/3 innings, only two hits. It's still a fantastic outing so far for Encarnacion. He is still in line for the loss unless the Rawhide can get some run support for him. Batting from the right side is Dylan Rosario, the first baseman today. Encarnacion does not have a win yet this year. This is his seventh start. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. His last appearance was against Lake Elsinore. He took the loss, throwing four innings, three runs, three hits, three walks, and three strikeouts. He has faced the Giants once, but took the loss that day. It was his first loss of the year. 0-1 is low in the dirt. Logan able to pick it. When he faced the Giants, he threw 5 2/3 innings, three runs, four hits, two walks, and he struck out five. Runner on first is Ramos. He has a lot of stolen bases this year. 21 to be exact. The pitch is fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Ramos has been caught stealing twice. One, two, swung on and missed strike three. It was a high 92-mile-an-hour fastball that he waves at for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Just the third strikeout of the day for Encarnacion. The Mill in crust we trust. P.J. Hilson steps to the plate, batting from the right, two away, runner on first, with the Giants leading 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pickoff attempt at first base. Ramos back safely diving. Mentioned Ramos with 21 stolen bases. That's good enough for fourth in the Cal League. Alvin Guzman is second in the Cal League with 26. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And then first is Inland Empire's Nelson Rada. Hilson has flied out to right today. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is a strike. Here's a throw from Logan. It's low in the dirt on the right side. Another caught stealing. Almost the exact same throw from Logan. It's low in the dirt, but it's on the right side. And because of that, the second baseman is able to pick it and just tag the runner right there. Another caught stealing. Just the third time that Ramos has been caught this year. 1-2-3 inning of work despite the second hit of the day. Giants lead 2-1 as we go into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Here's Gavin Logan at the plate. He just threw out Ramos to end the inning. He swings the first pitch from Vinicio. 0-1 count. Fouled off out of play. O-2 count to Logan. He has struck out and also walked today. Left versus left matchup. Southpaw delivers. It's high and out, ball one. Top of the sixth inning, the Giants still lead 2-1. The pitch, a little low. Rawhide, though, are out hitting the Giants 3-2. Infield shading to the right, outfield to the left. The right fielder, Hilson, is playing deep against Logan. The pitch is fouled off on the first base side. 1-2 count. Two-two. High and in, ball three. He had a spin out of the way. Vinicio in his second inning of work. He did give up the home run to Jose Fernandez. 1-0. It was the first run of the game, making it a 2-1 ball game. The pitch popped up left field side, but it's hooking foul and out of play towards the barbecue area on the left field side. If you have not been to a San Jose Giants game and you do decide to come, I highly recommend Mike's Barbecue. I don't eat anything else in this ballpark except that barbecue. The 3-2 misses inside, ball four. Logan draws his second walk of the day, this one to lead off the sixth inning. Tying run is aboard. And here's Johan Benitez. He'll bat from the right against the southpaw. Vinicio 2-6 this year, a 4.57 ERA. This is his 20th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 42 innings for the Giants, striking out 42, walking 25. First pitch to Benitez. He takes the ball high and in. Opponents are batting 297 against the southpaw. Breaking ball. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. Vinicio sets and delivers 1-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Benitez strikes out for the first out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Vinicio. Still a runner on first. It's Logan. Cabral steps to the plate. The switch hitter bats from the right. He's popped out to third, and he's hit a ground ball to first. Logan, the runner on first, represents the tying run. Pitch to Cabral is high. Rawhide trail 2-1. Low scoring, low hit game. Three runs combined between both teams. Five hits combined between the teams. 1-0. Outside ball two. A high fly ball to left field. It has plenty of distance, but it is foul. 2-1 count. We've seen a few home runs from Cabral. Two home runs this season. Both of them very high, very deep. They were just right down the foul line. Weren't sure if they were going to be called fair or foul. And both of them from Cabral was when he was batting from the left side. 2-1. Breaking ball misses. Throw down to first base. Logan is back safely diving. Three balls and a strike, one down. Infield at double play depth, shading to the left. 3-1. Hard ground ball, but foul on the third base side. It had D. Garner, the manager, and third base coach scooting out of the way. High ball four. Cabral draws another walk. Both base runners have reached base on balls. Gavin Conticello, who's also walked today, comes to the plate. Another time, he grounds it out to first. Runners on first and second. One down. Runner on second is Logan. He represents the tying run on third. Cabral represents the go-ahead run. One down. Here's the pitch. Misses high. Shadows now starting to take over the infield. So the mound is in shadows, and all the shadows come up until right before home plate where there's sun, and then where home plate is, there's physical shadows. So really tough to hit right now. Tough for the catcher, too. 1-0, line towards center field. The shortstop, Velasquez, leaps up, makes the catch. It was hit off the end of the bat of Conticello. If he got that on the sweet spot, it would have been a line drive into center field. Instead, a line out, a soft line out for the second out of the inning. Here's Alvin Guzman. He's batting from the right side. He struck out looking with the bases loaded back in the fourth. Another opportunity here for the center fielder to redeem himself. The tying run is on second. Two away and the pitch. Inside ball one. This is the first time that Guzman is facing Vinicio. On second, Logan, first Cabral. Both of them have walked. One oh. Big swing and miss and a high fastball. Outfield shifting to the right, infield to the left. 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. Guzman looking for his first hit of the day. He is grounded out to third and struck out looking. A ball and two strikes. Southpaw brings the glove to his belt. Checks the runner on second. Now delivers. High fly ball towards right field. Hilson comes over towards foul territory. Almost overruns it, but he's underneath it and makes the catch. Rawhide Strand, two runners. They still trail by one. We're going into the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 ball game. San Jose leads. Lorenzo Encarnacion is back on the mound for the Rawhide. He's given up two runs off of two hits. First pitch to Hilson is fouled off on the third base side. He's been efficient with his pitches so far. The most that he's thrown in an appearance this year is 85 pitches. The 0-1 is outside. He is more than 30 pitches below that right now. I mean, we might see him in the seventh at this rate. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul. A ball and two strikes. PJ Hilson, he flied out to right in his first at bat. And this is only the second time through the lineup for Encarnacion. The pitch fouled off. It hits the mask of Logan. He says he's fine. A ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. It's outside. 2-2. Encarnacion delivers. The pitch is low in the dirt, bounce in front of the plate. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch to Hilson. Popped up. Right side, shallow right field. Benitez calls everyone off. He's hustling to come in, but it's Guzman, the center fielder, who comes out of nowhere into shallow right field for the first out of the sixth inning. Top of the order, Alexander Suarez at the plate. He has struck out and popped out to third. Only four times a batter has reached today for the Giants. Here's the pitch. It is a ball a little high. Zach Morgan, he was hit by a pitch in the second, and then Anthony Rodriguez hit the two-run blast. 1-0 is a strike. Zach Morgan also reached on an error by the third baseman. The pitch is popped up out of play, first base side. Fielding error by Cabral. And then Jose Ramos did single into center field, but both of them, Zach Morgan and Jose Ramos, were caught stealing. Only times that Giants have had runners on the bases. 1-2. Hard ground ball through into left field. Through the 5-6 hole, that is the third hit of the day for the Giants. I should really stop talking about how many base runners Encarnacion is allowed. Every time I do, a base runner gets on. I mean, if his family's listening, they're going to have a, hit out for me or something. One down, runner on first. Turner Hill is now batting from the left side. I'm going to keep my mouth shut for the most part. A little hard to do that when you're broadcasting, but no more broadcaster's jinx. I'm ready for it. The pitch to Hill is a strike at the knees. Count is 0-1. And by the way, with one more out, Encarnacion will tie his season high of most innings pitched. Right now he's thrown 5 1/3. The pitch is outside, but Hill was unable to hold up on his swing. The home plate umpire, Sabal, said he went around. So it's an 0-2 count. The most innings that Encarnacion has thrown in his career is 6. And there is someone warming in the pen. It's Axel Andueza. Time called by Logan. 0-2 count still. One away. Runner on first is Suarez. He has 12 stolen bases and 14 attempts. And here's the pitch. It's low in the dirt. Gets by Logan. He doesn't know where it is. It's right by home plate. Now he finds it. Suarez makes it to second on a wild pitch. Runner in scoring position. That takes away the potential double play ball. We've seen Logan do that move a few times where he doesn't go down and try to block it. He just tries to pick it. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Inside and low. Two balls, two strikes. Giants have not scored since the second inning. Two, two, fouled off. Two, two from Encarnacion. Popped up into shallow right field. Benitez gives chase. So does Luis. The second baseman calls everyone off. Him and Benitez almost collide, but Luis has the ball, and no collision. Two down. Two away, still a runner in scoring position for the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. He has grounded out to short and also to first. Infield shading to the right against the switch hitter. He squares to bunt, gets it down in front of the plate. Encarnacion has it. The throw to first is low, but in time. And that will end the inning. The Giants strand a runner in scoring position. Unable to capitalize. Rawhide trail by one as we go into the seventh. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Thank you.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Kenny Castillo leads it off for the Rawhide. Designated hitter batting from the right side, 0 for 2 today. He swings the first pitch as a dribbler down the third base side, but it rolls foul. It went maybe 30 or 40 feet down the third base side, 0-1 count. New pitcher on the mound for the Giants is Cameron Cotter. Cotter, a tall right-handed pitcher originally from North Carolina. He's in relief for Vinicio. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Rescom. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-1 count. Infield shading slightly to the left. Cotter delivers. It's a strike on the outside corner. Vinicio through two innings, giving up one hit, one run. Two walks, and he struck out a batter. 2-1 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. Cotter delivers. Deep fly ball, right center field. Center fielder Hill going back. He can't get to it. One hops the wall. Castillo cruises into second. A leadoff double for the Rawhide as they trail by one in the seventh. Castillo with his first extra base hit as a member of the Rawhide. And now Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. Best opportunity the Rawhide have had in a while. They've had their opportunities this game, though. I mean, in the first inning, they had a runner in scoring position with one out. Here's the pitch. It misses outside. In the fourth, it was bases loaded. With two outs, and Guzman struck out. Then in the sixth, runners on first and second. Less than two outs and unable to capitalize then. Pitch to Fernandez, fouled off down the right field line. So we'll see what Fernandez can do here. He did hit a home run in the fifth inning. That home run is his third of the season. And it's the reason why the Rawhide have a run up on the board. 2-1 ball game in the seventh. Cotter delivers. It's fouled off again over the stands down the first base side. One ball, two strikes. Fernandez called for time. We're now an hour and a half into this ball game, 7:30 local time in San Jose. The 1-2. Ground ball. fair. Diving is the first baseman, Rosario. He stands up and touches first base. Robbed a base hit of Fernandez and probably saved a run. What a play by the first baseman. Castillo does advance to third in the tying run just 90 feet away for the leadoff batter, Rojas. My goodness, what a play by Rosario. Diving to his glove side towards the first base bag to save a run. Infield comes in, one down. The pitch is a little outside, ball one. Carter 1-0. This is his ninth appearance out of the pen. He has a 3.14 ERA. 1-0. Rojas checks his swing. He does not go on an outside pitch, according to Littleton on the bases. Carter's thrown 14 innings for the Giants, striking out 12. He's not given up a walk. But opponents are batting 295 against him. 2-0. Popped up out of play behind home plate into the grandstands. Two, one count. The pitch fouled off third base side to the grandstands again. 2-2. Two, two to Rojas. Fouled into the Giants dugout on the first base side. Players went ducking. There is not a cover on the dugout here, and it's fairly close, not as close as the Rawhide dugout, but still you gotta have your head on a swivel there. Two, two to Rojas. Swung on and missed strike three as a breaking ball, 88 miles an hour. The Rojas waved at. For the second out of the inning, two away, runner on third, and Luis will bat from the left side. If the Rawhide are unable to capitalize here, you have to put a star in your scorebook because of the play by Rosario to rob Fernandez of a hit. Remember, he was diving to his glove side down the first base line. Otherwise, it would have been an RBI double and a tied ball game. The pitch to Luis is a strike instead. Rawhide still trail by one. They have a runner on third with two outs now. Luis is 1-for-3 today. First pitch facing Carter, and the pitch is a ground ball to the first baseman. Rosario has it. He flips to first, a foot race to the bag, and it's in time. Luis is out to end the inning. Again, Rosario, that fantastic play. And it maintains the one-run lead for the Giants. 2-1. Stretch time at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Max Landuesa is the new pitcher on the mound. It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Andueza in relief for Lorenzo Encarnacion. First pitch to Zach Morgan is a ball a little high. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch misses high and into Morgan. 2-0 count now. Encarnacion, it really is a shame that he's not in line for the win. Six innings, three hits, two runs, no walks, and struck out three. Pitch misses low, just hasn't had the run support. Rawhide have four hits today, only one run. The pitch is low, ball four, and Duesa walks Morgan to start off the seventh inning. Runner on first, and Justin Bench steps to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch, and he is grounded out to short. And the pitch is a little low, ball one. Infield at double play depth, and Andueza delivers. And it's a little inside, ball two, so the catcher Logan out to have a conversation with Andueza. He's yet to throw a strike in this inning. Andueza 2-1 this year, a 5.85 ERA. It's his 28th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 40 innings, striking out 43, walking 22. There's the first strike from Andueza. It's on the inside part of the plate. 2-1 ball game. And the pitch is fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Close ball games all over the Cal League. Fresno and Lake Elsinore, they're in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up at two. Lake Elsinore has a runner in scoring position with one down. Keep an eye on that game. The pitch is low in the dirt, picked by Logan. Rancho leads Modesto 6-5 in the third. And Lake Elsinore leads Stockton 3-1 in the third. Three balls, two strikes. Runner on first is Morgan. And the pitch. Low ball four, back-to-back walks given up by Andueza to start off the seventh inning. And Anthony Rodriguez, who had the home run back in the second inning, will bat from the left side. Runner on second, Morgan on first is Bench. Andueza delivers, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Opponents are batting 232 against Andueza this season. 0-1. It misses outside, gets by Logan briefly, and because of that, both runners advance. It was an outside pitch, but not that outside. Logan trying to frame it, and with that slight movement, he ends up dropping. It should be a pass ball. And it is officially a pass ball, so two runners in scoring position. The pitch, there's a strike. 1-2 count, infield in. And the pitch. Ground ball. First baseman Condicello able to range. He tosses to Andueza covering first. Both the base runners stay exactly where they are. Another nice play by Condicello. Good job by Andueza. to get over there in time. One down. Infield will stay in with the two runners in scoring position still.
Jose
Ramos has struck out in single today, batting from the right side. Shadows have taken over almost the entire infield now. It's just this kind of half moon around second base with sunlight. The pitch is a slow ground ball on the first base side, but it is foul. In the outfield, there's a little bit of shadows in right field, but not enough to really cover Benitez. Everell's sunlight. Oh, 1 count. Low in the dirt. 1-1. One one, low and in ball two. Two one, fouled off. Breaking ball, 78 miles an hour from Andueza. Andueza, originally signed from Venezuela. He was signed as a catcher the last year, transitioned to pitching. Two balls, two strikes, one down. And the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Ramos strikes out for the second out of the inning. Big strikeout for Andueza. He's not out of it yet, but there's two outs now. As the infield scoots back, still two runners in scoring position. Dylan Rosario bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's low and in ball one. Rosario's had some fantastic plays at first base. The big one in the last half inning, a diving play down the first base line to rob Fernandez of a hit and save a run. It was when Castillo was on second. That gets by him. We have a tied ball game right now. The 1-0 is low. Ball two, nice stop by Logan. Two oh, a strike at the knees. Two one is outside ball three. Hitters count 3-1. Slow ground ball up the mound. Andueza falls to the ground to pick it up. Underhand tosses to first, and that ends the inning. Andueza somehow gets out of it. Back-to-back walks, a pass ball, put runners on second and third, and he gets two ground balls and a strikeout to end the inning unscathed. We're going into the eighth. The Rawhide still trail 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support. for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rawhide Trill, 2-1 in the eighth inning, running out of time. It is Cotter back on the mound. The right-handed pitcher delivers a ball low to Gavin Condicello. Excuse me, Gavin Logan. I knew that was going to happen at some point with them both being on the team. Gavin Logan is batting from the left side. He's walked twice, and he's struck out. The pitch is a high fly ball towards left center field. Hill is going back. He's running out of room. It's a home run for Gavin Logan. We have a tied ball game in the eighth inning. Gavin Logan, two home runs in as many games. This one ties it up 2-2 in the top of the eighth inning. New ball game now in the top of the eighth. Rawhide have tied it up 2-2. Low outside pitch that Logan able to just drive over the left center field wall. Benitez bats from the left side. He swings the first pitch. It's a flare into shallow center field. The center fielder Hill comes in. Can't get there in time. Back-to-back hits for the Rawhide. Benitez represents the go-ahead run on first. And Requelman Cabral will bat from the left against the right-handed pitcher. He's popped out to third, hit a ground ball to third to first, and he has walked today. Infield at double play depth. The pitch is swung on. Fly ball into left. Suarez comes in. And he makes the catch for the first out. Benitez retreats back to first base, one down now.
Let's go, Gavin!
First baseman, Gavin Contesella.
Let's go, Gavin!
Here's the pitch. It's a little low ball one to Gavin Contesello. The pitch is swung on. One hopper to the first baseman. Rosario throws to second. It was picked out by the shortstop Velasquez for the second out of the inning. Not a good throw from Rosario, but Velasquez picks him up. Two away, runner on first, Contesello. And Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. He's flied out to right field, struck out looking, and is grounded out to third. Here's the pitch. It is a little outside and low, ball one. One oh, foul tipped into the glove. One one, the trickler foul down the first base side into the Giants dugout. One ball, two strikes, two away. 1-2. Ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Ramos ranges, picks it up, and throws to first to end the inning. Well, the Rawhide do tie up the game. It is Gavin Logan with a second home run in as many days. We're tied up at 2 going into the bottom of the 8th. And it looks like Caswell Smith will be the new pitcher on the mound. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Smith on the mound in a tied ball game. Bottom of the 8th, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car.
Caswell Smith, a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. We have a new ball game in the bottom of the 8th inning. Tied up at 2. P.J. Hilson batting from the right side. Pitch from Smith is popped up. First base side, foul territory. Condicello gives chase. He's near the Giants' dugout and makes the catch right near the railing. One down. Top of the order, Alexander Suarez. He's batting from the right side. He has singled, popped out to first, and struck out today. Pitch is a strike. Pitch is high and in, ball one. Infield shading slightly to the left. Smith delivers, the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Smith in relief for Axel Anduesa. 1-2, one hop, line drive in front of the second baseman, Luis. The throw to first in plenty of time, two away. Hard hit, one hopper. Anduesa threw just one inning for the Rawhide. He walked the first two batters he faced, and then a pass ball by Logan made it. Runners on second and third with nobody out. Anduesa able to induce two ground balls and strike out a batter to keep it a 2-1 ball game at the time. The pitch to Hill misses high and in, and then Logan hit his second home run in as many days. That's why it's tied up at 2 right now. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Hill is 0 for 3 today. Smith delivers. The pitch high, 2-1. Smith, this is just his fourth appearance out of the pen for the Rawhide. No wins or losses. He has a 2.08 ERA. He has now thrown 5 innings for the Rawhide. The pitch fouled off over our press box. In those 5 innings, he has struck out 6 while walking 2. Opponents are batting 278 against him this year. And the pitch, just a little inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Payoff pitch, it's low and inside, ball 4. Caswell loses Hill, and the go-ahead run is on first for Diego Velasquez. Velasquez is 0 for 3 today. Bottom of the eighth inning, tied up at 2. 3,003 fans in attendance today, 3-0-0-3 on this Saturday evening. The pitch is swung on, a very high fly ball, but it is very, very foul down the right field side. And time is called by Velasquez. Let's go through the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. In the Dominican Summer League, the red team fell to the Blue Jays 21-10. Cannot tell you how happy I am I did not broadcast that game. 21-10, the final score. In the Complex League, the Padres defeated the black team 10-2. 0-1, fouled off out of play, left side. Hillsborough currently leads Everett 3-0. In the fourth inning, Amarillo defeated Frisco 11-4. And Reno trails Vegas 2-0 in the third inning. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Pitch to Velasquez. It's low and in. Ball 1. Throw down to first base is not in time. Hill scampers back safely. Those were all the scores in the minors for the Diamondbacks. The big league team fell to the Blue Jays 5-2 today. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on first is Hill. He has 13 stolen bases this season, but Logan has thrown out 2 runners today. 1-2, inside ball 2. He throws down to first. Hill takes off for second. No throw from Conticello. And Hill steals second base, his 14th stolen base of the season. It was almost like Hill was trying to draw a throw to first. And then he took off for second. I'm not sure if he was actually trying for that or if just in his head he was thinking, if he throws down to first, I'm just going to take off. And there's no way Conticello would be able to turn around and make the throw. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch is a ground ball, foul, third base side. Hill represents the go-ahead run. He's standing on second. The infield is shifting to the right. Outfield is shallow. Remember, Hill has a lot of speed. He's a center fielder, the runner on second. High fly ball into right field. Benitez watches it go. A home run for Velasquez. A 2-run blast makes it a 4-2 ball game in the eighth inning. First home run given up by Smith this season. Velasquez, his 6th home run of the year, puts the Giants on top 4-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning. And Zach Morgan bats from the right side. The pitch is a strike at the belt. 0-1, a little low. That was the fourth hit of the day for the Giants. They have two home runs today, both of them two-run blasts. One by Rodriguez, the other one by Velasquez. The pitch is a little high ball, too. Two-one, popped up into left field. It'll stay in the yard. Rojas takes a few steps back, now comes in. It makes the catch to end the inning, but the Giants take a two-run lead into the ninth. The Rawhide need to score at least two to extend this ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services. Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Top of the ninth inning, Rawhide trail by two. It's Kenny Castillo at the plate. He swings, slow ground ball to the shortstop. Velasquez picks it up and throws to first in time. One down.
Shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
Rawhide need to score at least two to extend this game. Top of the ninth inning. We are 2 hours and 3 minutes into this ball game. Jose Fernandez, who hit a home run earlier today, he's batting from the right side. And the pitch. Deep line drive towards left field. Left fielder Suarez comes over towards the foul line for the second out of the inning. Two pitches, two outs for Cotter. This is Cotter's third inning of relief, which means he's in line for the save if he can get the final out here. Rojas batting from the left, two away, nobody on. The pitch misses outside. Back and forth game. Giants and the Rawhide both have two home runs today. The Rawhide is by Jose Fernandez and Gavin Logan. 1-0 misses for the Giants. It was Diego Velasquez and Anthony Rodriguez. Those are the only runs to score today, all of them homers. 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. Rojas is 1-for-4 today. Infield shifting to the right, 2-1. Fouled off into the netting. Rawhide down to their final strike. Two-two, little low, ball three. 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Rojas strikes out to end the game. The Rawhide fall to the Giants 4-2. And the Giants have guaranteed to at least win this three-game series. Tomorrow, a win will mean a three-game sweep for the Giants. Final score, Giants 4, Rawhide 2. Stay right there for the post-game show. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark. Rawhide falls to the Giants 4-2 in game two of the three-game series. All of the runs that scored today, all six of them, were off of home runs. The Giants scored first in the second inning as Lorenzo Encarnacion on the mound. With one out, he hit Justin Bench with a pitch. And then Anthony Rodriguez hit a two-run blast. It was his third home run of the season. That made it a 2-0 ball game. Rawhide would not answer until the fifth inning when, as Merlin Vinicio was on the mound, Jose Fernandez, with one out, hit his third home run of the season, making it a 2-1 ball game. Rawhide had plenty of opportunities throughout the day to score runs off of something that wasn't just from home runs, including bases loaded. Back in the fourth inning, Alvin Guzman struck out looking to end that inning. Rawhide did tie it up finally in the eighth inning. Gavin Logan, his second home run in as many days. He tied it up 2-2, but that tie would be short-lived as Caswell Smith came in relief for the eighth inning. He gave up a two-run blast after walking Turner Hill with two outs. And the home run hit by Velasquez, his sixth home run of the season. That made it 4-2, and Rawhide went down in order 1-2-3 in the ninth for the final score of 4-2. Giants have now won the series. Tomorrow they will go for the sweep. Tomorrow, first pitch is at 5:00. Before we go through tomorrow's games, let's do one final update for the Cal League scores. Lake Elsinore walks it off in the 10th inning against Fresno, 3-2. They win. Meanwhile, Modesto and Rancho are tied up in the fourth inning at 6, while Inland Empire leads Stockton 5-2 in the fourth inning. Again, first pitch is tomorrow at 5:00 for the short series finale. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is Jose Cabrera, and expected starter for the Giants is the lefty Nomar Medina. First pitch is at 5 o'clock. We'll be live at 4:55 from Excite Ballpark. One final time, the Rawhide fall to the Giants 4-2. The Rawhide, 6 hits, 1 error. The Giants, 4 hits, no errors. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today from San Jose. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.